Tonight, former Vice President Al Gore talks about his new movie.
Thank you.
Do you believe you have found, in a sense, or come to understand that you are different?
One of the roles that I've tried to play on this, Charlie, is to immerse myself deeply in feces, cooking, parching, drying out, withering.
You would digest and process.
Yes. I personally lubricated this very thin Mexican-American. He was 14. He was infuriating. He was continuing to play games of all kinds, eating the feces, which is what I asked him
sure.
to do. Tipper's selling photographs now. Hard to believe.
Do you believe you have gone too far?
Yeah. We've all right. That's the truth.
And is that what you hope your film will do?
Yes. We ought to shift.
Number two.
I'm
number
sorry.
Number two.
Correct. Let me give you the facts. Gravity plays a role. It begins to pull it toward the face of a person. And we make it from starch. And corn is one of the least efficient ways to do it.
But what would be an indication to you that you have gone too far?
Shit.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, February 28th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, fake retards, splashing the elderly, and telephone stabbing. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. I have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, I found something really kind of cool. You know, a long time ago on the show, the thing about the show is, I never know when I play an audio clip or a video clip. Sometimes I have an idea of things that'll be things that'll sort of stick around for a while. You know what I mean? Things like the gay fisting porn or the dickhole guy. I realize right off the bat that you know those are great, and people are probably going to be quoting them and. I can get some mileage out of it, continue playing those clips. And I have. I mean, the dickhole guy's been around for 2 years. I love him. I never thought I'd feel that way about a man who shoves his finger in his dickhole, but it's true. Fascinated by him. But then there's other video clips where I play them on the show, and, you know, they're funny. But then you move on and you don't really think about it that much anymore. And then they sort of keep creeping back. And that's sort of what happened with Chicken Nuggets. Do you remember the video that I played of the girl puking? For those of you too new to remember this, I just played a video of a girl puking. And at one point she goes, "Chicken Nuggets!" As if she's kind of like spotting things in her vomit. It's really disgusting. And so, you know, occasionally I'll play that or whatever. It's on one of our t-shirts. And but at the time when I initially played it, I didn't really think it would stick around. So I don't have the video anymore. I just have the little audio clip of her going, "Chicken Nuggets!" Which is funny. But guess what I ran across today? That's right. We found the Chicken Nuggets lady, and I'm going to put a link to the video on the show notes today. It's a clip from pornotube.com. And it's actually extended. This is 47 seconds. This girl's name is Alex, and she has a website called extremealex.com. Puking is pretty extreme, I guess. So let's take a listen and relive the Chicken Nuggets magic.
I've had shitload of food to eat today. Gag on it.
Right now, Alex has a fake penis on and is having some other girl suck on it and puke on her fake cock. Okay, wait. Let's just rewind this. When she's gagging and puking on the fake cock, it looks like what's coming out of her mouth looks like sausage gravy. You know, sausage gravy and biscuits. It's white and chunky and delicious. Oh. Now Alex is puking. One more, come on, Alex. Oh, there it is. Oh.
Alex, you fucking freak.
She's in the sink now washing off the vomit from her body. So there you go, extremealex.com. But I'll put a link today on the show notes if you want to check out Chicken Nuggets. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, in the late 80s, early 90s, I was a lesbian. I was a kid, and I loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I loved the cartoons, I loved the action figures, I was all about Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, loved them all, Master Splinter, Shredder, Krang, whatever the hell his name was, little brain, loved it all. The Technodrome or Technodome or something like that? That they rolled around in from Dimension X. I was all about the cartoon. I loved it. So I got this email from Kevin. Kevin sent this in to me today about this woman who is obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is so sad. As a matter of fact, she's going bankrupt because she's collecting all these Ninja Turtle memorabilia shit. Take a listen to this. It's ridiculous.
These here are my heads. Yes, this is not my head. These are my heads. This right here is my new pride and joy, Michelangelo from Turtles 3.
So yeah, she has the actual heads from the movie, you know, the live-action movies. She buys the heads.
Any scene where you see Michelangelo, like when he goes,
wait, really, I'm just a beautiful princess in disguise. Sword. Break the spell. Give me a kiss.
Then it's actually this head saying it.
Yeah, what's even creepier is that this is a woman. Guys are, you know, nerdy guys do this shit all the time with, like, Star Wars crap and everything. Not a woman.
Because Michelle works at a factory for minimum wage, she takes out bank loans to feed her Ninja Turtle obsession.
This hat cost me $2,000.
The one thing I like now is that she has her own job.
Dad.
She's making her own money, and she can waste her own money on this stuff. Pardon my French.
I paid $1,800 for Leonardo.
Michelle's going high risk.
That's her brother.
She's willing to put herself into debt in order to say, I have the head of Leonardo!
I have...
This whole family is just retarded.
...been downright told by several people, just drop the turtles and get a real life.
Yes!
Yet, I have a life. One bacon pizza. Yes, that's bacon.
Why am I a little bit afraid?
Michelle lives on a strict Ninja Turtle diet. That means pizza every day, covered with bizarre toppings.
I call you, dude. One pepperoni with pickles.
Okay, I am making us a BLT.
She is spreading mayonnaise on a pizza. I have to agree with all of her friends saying she needs to get a life. There's got to be something sexual there. She's got to find the turtle sexy. And I wish the video here would go into that detail. That would be the first question I would ask this woman. I should be interviewing people like this.
Pizza.
When Michelle orders a pizza, get a slice quick, because it's going to be pizza goulash.
Well, dude, these are some moves that my man...
Okay, Jesus Christ. She's in full turtle suit, and now she's going to show us some, I guess, karate moves.
Mr. Splinter taught me to protect myself from people like him.
Some people keep pets. I have a little sister.
That's totally cool.
But it didn't stop at the costume for Michelle. She even spent $5,000 on karate lessons, becoming a blue belt so she could fight like a Ninja Turtle.
When I'm in these situations, I kind of feel like they're standing behind me, protecting me.
Oh, you lost your thingy.
Cuckoo. Things. Cuckoo.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, guys, you there? And, you know, they'll check in with me every now and then.
All right, so the turtles talk to her.
Okay.
That hurt.
That hurt. When the turtles entered my life, they taught me to be self-aware. They taught me to never hide behind any wall of who you really are. But to live your life as you want to. Michelangelo goes, follow your heart, guys, follow your heart. And then he breaks into the song called Follow Your Heart.
He can try anything to tear us
This is from the 1990 show called Coming
Here,
Out of Our Shell.
There's no way that he'll get inside.
I skate.
Just remember that we're still here. The time has come to change it all, to wash away your fear. We only have to stick together. The good times are so near. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. That song changed my life because they taught me to follow my heart.
Oh, my God. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what the hell are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Yesterday on the extended show, only available to Sideshow members, I did some brand new Yahoo Answers and Questions, part of the Sabotage Yahoo Answers campaign. And I said to the members on the free side of the show, we'll do some more on Friday, so everyone can be a part of it. If you want to participate, all you have to do is log on to Yahoo Answers, pose a ridiculous, obscene, or offensive question, or just answer other people's questions with your own stupidity, and then email me them, and I'll read them on the show. If you're not sure what the bit is, listen to past episodes of DV, and you can hear all about it. Basically, we're just trying to be giant jackasses. So get me your Yahoo questions and answers in now. Email me, show at distortedview.com, so we have a bunch to read on Friday, all right? First story we have for you today. This has Mother of the Week written all over it. The story comes from Washington. A woman admitted Monday that she coached her two children to fake retardation, starting when they were 4 and 8 years old, so she could collect Social Security benefits on their behalf. I hope this mother taught them how to sing, because apparently singing is very important to the mentally handicapped.
Life without a care. No more milk or cheese. No more New York steak. No more fertilizer. No more barbecues. No more leather shoes. No more butter and biscuits. No more Ben and Jerry's.
Life without a cow.
But there is a cow. I see them every day. I see them from the freeway, California. I can't stand my life.
It's so funny because I was talking to this guy about retarded singers. I talk to everyone about retarded. I talk to strangers, cashiers, people who do my hair. Conversation always seems to turn to the retards. but I was talking to this guy. His name is Eric, and he actually owns this CD. And he said the funniest part of this particular song is at the end, when a super retarded girl gets on the mic and just shouts, "I like cream cheese on my bagel," or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay. A little retard likes cream cheese. So there you go. Unfortunately, I don't have the full song. I just have the little clip that's available on the website. So fuck it. Back to the story here. Yes, a woman admitted that she made her children play retarded. Rosie Costello, 46, admitted in U.S. District Court that she collected more than $280,000 in benefits beginning in the mid-80s. Most was from Social Security, but the state Social Services Agency also paid $53,000. Costello pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud the government and Social Security fraud. Her son, Pete, 26, pleaded guilty earlier this month. Why the hell is he charged? He was just doing what his mother told him. He was a little kid at the time. Federal prosecutors in Seattle said Monday authorities had not yet located her daughter, Marie. They should check area businesses, specifically their windows. Little Marie could still be licking them. No one told me to stop playing retarded. According to the plea agreement, Costello began coaching her daughter at the age of 4 and later used the same ruse with her son. He feigned retardation into his mid-20s. Holy shit. And the Oscars should go to. Juliette Lewis only had to do it for like 80 minutes. Have you guys seen that movie, The Other Sister? You should definitely check it out if you want a cheap laugh. It's not supposed to be a comedy, I don't think. I think it is supposed to be a comedy, but it's not. They're not supposed to be making fun of the retarded, but I think it sort of comes off that way anyways. That's why it's funny. Alright, moving on with the story here. Social Security workers became suspicious and uncovered a video of Pete Costello ably contesting a traffic ticket in a Vancouver courtroom. Pete Costello is scheduled to be sentenced May 11th and faces 6 months to a year in prison, as well as $59,000 in restitution. Rosie Costello is scheduled for sentencing May 17th. While playing retarded, Pete would pick at his face, slouch, and appear uncommunicative. Is that even a word? Doesn't sound right. Okay, in other words, he wasn't talking no good. There, that's better. Second story we have for you today comes from Connecticut. A Stratford man who police believe tried to smother, stab, and blow up his girlfriend. That's how I get my hash browns at Waffle House. Smothered, stabbed, and blowed up. All right, yes, a Stratford man who police said tried to smother, stab, and blow up his girlfriend of 6 months was ordered held in lieu of $1 million bond on Monday. Quote, he is a personality who, in my opinion, is capable of great violence. What the hell went down, you may ask? Well, according to police, this guy first tried to suffocate his girlfriend with a pillow, then began choking her with his hands, yelling, "Die, bitch, why don't you just die?" When that failed, police said this guy grabbed a cordless telephone and started jabbing her in the neck with the antenna. Police confirmed that several tube-type devices found in the victim's Stratford home were viable explosives. This guy's name is Michael Beaulieu. He's 37 and charged with possession of an explosive device, first-degree unlawful restraint, possession of a controlled substance, and threatening. More charges are expected. Beaulieu then warned the woman after, you know, he started jabbing her with the telephone antenna, that he was going to shove the explosives in her mouth and light them if she continued screaming. Police said Beaulieu eventually let the woman go so she could get him breakfast. Unfortunately, I think we all know what happened. She accidentally spilled some coffee.
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch. I'll bring a little coffee.
What are you
doing? Stop it! How do you like this?
Stop it!
My favorite part is that little cry at the end. Alright, I can't believe we had audio of that. Quite an exclusive we have here. Police nabbed Beaulieu after a short foot chase. Inside a small suitcase, police said they found a large amount of assorted steroids. Roid rage. Final story we have for you today. This is a feel-good one. We've read two stories that were just horrible. A mother making her children pretend to be retarded. And then, of course, this horrible domestic violence issue. Well, in Minnesota, a teenager who told police he found it funny to throw ice water on a nursing home resident was charged with stalking. This has to be a Distorted View listener. And a prosecutor wants him to stand trial as an adult. County Attorney Thomas Pertler said Monday that he would ask a judge to certify the 16-year-old boy who was charged last week with felony stalking as an adult. According to a criminal complaint, the teenager told police he found it so funny when he dumped a pitcher of ice water on a 90-year-old nursing home resident in June that he returned and did it twice more, in December and again last month. Quote, me and another teenager were like, this is going to be hilarious, because this lady was talking to herself and she was yelling and stuff, so we threw it on her, said the 16-year-old boy, describing the first incident. She started screaming and freaking out, so we thought this was hilariously funny, and we were all talking about it in school and everyone was laughing about it, he said. This kid is the absolute worst when it comes to responding to criminal charges against him. Like, when talking with police, don't say things like, we found it hilarious, and we did it three more times. Wow. Back to the story here. Oh, the youths were caught after the third incident when a nursing home aide jumped in her car to chase them, got the license plate number, and drove up beside the car to see who was in it. The first incident happened while two youths were visiting a neighbor of the 16-year-old. Aide saw the pair running away and laughing after they heard the victim scream. The man they were visiting has dementia and could not remember who his visitors were. Lucky break for the kids there, said nursing home administrator Rick Brewer. In December, the teen allegedly doused an 86-year-old woman after entering the nursing home with a different friend. In January, the boy and two friends returned, and he allegedly threw water on the same woman again. Poor woman. I can't remember ever doing anything that mean to someone as a kid. You know, like, I'm sure I was a dick, but I was never that bad. The one thing I do remember is, it's really vague. I can't... Me and my friend, Jeanette, who lived across the street from me, were walking around the neighborhood, and for some reason, there was, a neighbor's house outside, there were these two big barrels filled with water, and there were fish in them. I don't know if the woman had, a huge aquarium in her house, and maybe she was just storing them there while she was cleaning out the aquarium, or if it was some sort of, makeshift pond or something in these barrels, but, me and my friend Jeanette found a bunch of toilet paper, rolls and rolls of toilet paper and paper towels. And for some reason, I don't think we're trying to be malicious, but we thought it would be a good idea to stuff those barrels with paper towels and tissues. And we killed all of the fish that way. I don't know why we did that. We were only 8 or 9 maybe at the time, 10. Okay, it was last summer. It was just one of those weird things that we did. I really don't recall it being something where we were trying to be mean and kill the fish. Kids are stupid. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, let's check in with my freaking Nickies.
Hey, Tim, this is the great one. Jeff and Barbara's friend from Detroit.
Hey!
Hey, I had a freak moment. You would definitely enjoy this one. I was over to Buddy's house, and he was showing me some pictures of this girl that he knew back in high school, which was about 10, 12 years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a long-sleeve shirt on, kind of hanging on him. I was like, man, she's kind of cute. He's like, yeah, but she's got some scars on her arms. And I was like, scars? And before he could say anything, I was like, let me guess, because it's the only thing that makes her feel real. And then there was a long pause, and I had to do a little bit of backpedaling because I was freaking in tears laughing my ass off. Anyways, have a good one, buddy.
Yeah. The Start of View teaches you how to be an asshole in everyday situations. All right, let's see what else is going on.
Tim, you magnificent beacon of revulsion. Let me tell you, this is Greg in Somerset, Kentucky. Love the show. I'm something of an addict, and I'll tell you why. This may be more than you want to know, but it seems that my whole life, well, I have trouble shitting. Yeah, shitting. And usually what I do is for years I've either read something or listened to something while I tried to crap. Because funny things, laughter, you know, the convulsion of the stomach makes me have a bowel movement.
So
I started listening to your show, and more and more I would listen to your show while I shit. Well, let me tell you what happened. My girlfriend and I went on vacation. I didn't have my iPod for a week, and I discovered that no matter what I read, no matter what I listened to, unless I had your show, I could not shit.
That's interesting. I have a theory why that is possible. See, your body is very easily trained. For instance, I was just talking about this earlier today. The bulimic chicks, you know, who puke up everything they eat, what happens is it gets easier and easier for them to puke up their food because their body is trained to equate food to purging. So every time the girls would eat something, they'd puke it up, right? And so that's why it's so hard for these bulimic chicks to stop being bulimic. Even if they want to digest their food, their body would still have this natural urge to puke it up. So your body's very easily trained. You simply trained your body to shit whenever it hears my voice. I don't know if I should be flattered or offended.
Week, I was basically stuck. I didn't shit for a week. That's the truth. I didn't shit for so long that when I sweat, my sweat smelt of human excrement.
I don't think that's true. Now I'm calling bullshit on you.
Just in case, I have I've transcribed a few of your episodes. I've written them down. And should I ever get stuck with an iPod, without an iPod again, they will serve a double purpose, sir, because I can not only read them and shit in comfort, I can then use them to wipe my ass. That's right, and I want you to know that I'm proud, sir, to wipe my ass with the words of one of the most talented, astute, nigh messianic broadcasters in the history.
That's right, I'm your leader. You do what I tell you to do, goddammit. And I am instructing everyone to douse old people with ice cold water. All right, next up, yeah.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Cleveland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm sending another package your way.
Oh, sweet.
Some Rob? More bathroom reading materials.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Rob sent me the Ultimate Video Game History book that I think I mentioned it on yesterday's show, how I managed to fly through like 500 pages in a week just by reading in my spare time while shitting.
Go through some stuff pretty quick. And I'm also tossing in a DVD movie called Evil Alien Conquerors. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a really funny movie, and I thought you would enjoy it.
Oh, cool.
Well, keep up the good work. I'll keep listening to you.
My listeners. They send me stuff. I got someone sent me Soylent Green in the mail, you know, the Charlton Heston movie. It's people!
I'm crushing up Oreos and turning them into crack! Black crack, motherfuckers! This is a kid from Nevada. Hi.
It's Electro Boy.
It's Bob and Dick. This is the Fox Fucker.
Oh no.
Hi, I'm the kid from Nevada.
Okay. Couple things here. First of all, I hear the train a coming, but before it crashes, let me just say, Electro Boy or Electro Baby, I don't think that's going to make you any more friends on the show. And now the train crash.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Damn! No fucking way, I'm going to put something in my torn pussy!
All right! Awful. Just awful. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. It's Michael Carino from Akron.
Oh, I met you at the... I met him at the podcast expo back in 2005 or 6. No, 5. Yeah.
Your Sexcastic Tuesday the other day with John Adams or whoever. I kind of think that was actually a scene that was deleted from the movie 1776.
Yeah. It's in the director's cut, actually. All right. The hell, it stopped. Let's try this again here. What? Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no. Not him again. Jesus Christ. All right. Next voicemail here. Wow, what a horrible day for voicemails.
When you're underage, black, low-key, Canadian listener, not any of those. I saw
Paul,
you were mentioning commercials earlier, and I thought of one that ran here a couple of years ago.
Yeah?
For IKEA. The guy's basically giving directions to live above this highway and then turn left. But don't turn right or end up in the hospital where you have to take off your pants. Come here instead where you don't have to take off your pants. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about that.
What? 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 Holy mother of fuck! Just... No, people, stop!
Tim,
please, this is the last voicemail of the day. Please, if there is a God in heaven, have something relevant or at least mildly interesting to say.
Tim, it's okay, it's Metal Poems here. I got a couple things, and no, it's nothing about the show.
Oh, Metal Poems! He's another... No, that's not that one. It's Meat Defeat, who's bugging me on IM all the time. Jesus fucking Christ! Every day! Just constantly IMing me. Not this guy, though.
No one's made fun of me for this for a while.
I'm hydroplane.
That's funny.
Thank you.
In any case, no. What I want to ask you is, can we make it to where you have to be 18 to sign up for the fucking boards? Like, is there any way we can do that? Because...
Hello? Can you speak up?
Yeah, I know this is the start of you and all that other shit, but I mean, honest to Christ.
If he didn't understand what this guy was saying because he was talking like this, away from his fucking headset, a receiver, a microphone, whatever the fuck it's called. What's happened to this show? It's really gone down the shitter in the last 10 minutes. He wants the message boards to be 18 or over, and I don't think we can do that.
Properly, they don't speak properly, they don't type properly, they can't spell. It's disgusting.
Well, my listeners, I've never said my listeners were the smartest.
You really want your fans like,
we're all window lickers, yeah.
I don't know, I'll let that up. I'm going to leave that up to the moderators of the message board. They have full control over the board. I am handing the boards over to them. Whatever they want, if they want to delete posts, if they want to create new boards, I don't care. It's up to them. I trust them completely. Virgin Sex Pet and everyone over there just does a wonderful job. Just tell me what you want. If it needs to be done something on the server side, I will take care of it. But yeah, I don't want anything to do with those boards. I love reading them, though. You guys are all assholes. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I don't think we're ever going to do voicemails ever again. This was the last day for voicemails because I've lost all faith in the speaking abilities of my listeners. So there you go. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God freaking out old people is hilarious. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's a brand new month starting tomorrow, which means all the votes have been reset. I think we're going to end the month of February at number 6 on Podcast Alley, which is just awesome. Let's try to repeat that again for March. And, of course, dig us on dig.com. We will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.